Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Wow, man, we got a lot of news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, Kurt, literally, I want you to count how many stories you've sent me. Can you do that?
No, I can't count that.
Come on, Kurt. I'm telling you right now, it's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot edit fast enough.
See, sometimes what's so amazing is I'll hear an occasional time when one of these big talk hosts like Sean Hannity or somebody will say something like, man, it's a big news day. And then I'll listen and I'll
got
think,
like three stories.
Let's see. Yeah, did they go over more than a handful? You know, and all they'll do is maybe mention a little bit, but... You know, there's sometimes when we just have 20 or 30 things that you go, man, if you could just get to all this.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's worthy. Let me explain something too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not complaining really because Kurt's sending them to me. I'm not telling you that they're not vital issues to cover. I think that they're valuable to send to me. And there's plenty of issues, as Kurt's highlighting, to cover. I just can't handle it all, though, man. Let me give you an example. I'm saying, hey, a lot of times the Christians don't put their money where their mouth is. And a lot of times we, as conservatives or constitutionalists, don't, you know, double down in support of our causes like some of the liberals do, Kurt. But when you highlight this Christian getting fined, you maybe understand why the $55,000 didn't go to help us, right?
Well, it's exactly right. And this, you know, WorldNet Daily, another, you know, point here is if without those guys, you probably wouldn't even bring this story forward. They got it from LifeSite News, but it says a BC Human Rights Tribunal. Now, BC, you might be thinking before Christ. No, we're talking about British Columbia, Sam. And this is according to the Vancouver Star. But, this little human rights tribunal has ruled that a Christian activist discriminated against a man who claims to be female by distributing flyers that referred to the man who was running for political office at the time as a biological male. The court ruled for transgender activist Morgane Ogre, born Ronan Ogre, and against Christian activist Bill Watcott.
Bottom line is, this Christian guy literally got fined $55,000 for referring to what, a sex change person as the wrong title? Kurt?
You know, Sam, and it was interesting. Our buddy Greg was by the other day at the honey, you know, booth where I was selling a little honey on a nice day. Not on a snowy blizzard day like today, but it was a nice day. And Greg and I were sitting there kind of enjoying things. And this individual came up and Greg asked me after, he said, you think that was a guy? This individual was dressed as a woman. But man, you know, I thought, made me think of almost getting to meet Michelle Obama, but I guess she was white, or it was white. I mean, it's just kind of a weird world out there, Sam. I suppose I'll get fined for that.
You sure should. I'll tell you that right now. Shut that honey stand right on down and quit calling me a honey. By the way, Chelsea Handler's a little bit crazy too, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Chelsea, see, she's got sins in her past, Sam, and the headline from Breitbart, Chelsea Handler blames her white privilege for acting like spoiled brat after Trump election. I mean, it's nice to have something to blame for your sins, you know what I mean?
Well, just her offense is what, running around while being white? Is that the problem?
Well, yeah. Being crazy and white together, I mean, you know.
Now, if she was black, she could be a spoiled brat. There'd
yeah,
be no problem.
You could do that.
No. Or
except, yeah.
If she was a man, then you know.
Well, yeah, a white man. Yeah, at least she's got the woman part going for her. But
that's why she gets to blame it on being a spoiled brat. Maybe it's what do you think might be another reason she's acting like a spoiled brat, Kurt?
Because she's a socialist and Hollywoodite, et cetera, you know, something like that.
Oh, man, you should be fined for that kind of stuff. Wow.
For sure.
Now, Nolte, is that how you say the name, Kurt?
Well, that's a writer.
Nolte's got two stories on Breitbart, Kurt.
Well, you know, yeah, and the headline reads, Scientists Prove Man-Made Global Warming is a Hoax. Now, you're not going to see the, you know, measles alert boys that we talked about last hour sending this story to everybody, Sam. But what's called the far left Think Progress, they reported that scientists have finally proven that the theory of man-made global warming is a total hoax. Now, the next line of the Breitbart story says, of course, no one will admit it, but that's exactly what's happened. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. How do you get that? And he says, a new scientific study has revealed the following. Current CO2 levels of 410 parts per million were last seen on Earth 3 million years ago. That's according to the most detailed reconstruction of the Earth's climate by researchers at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and published in Science Advances. And this guy, Mr. Nolte, writing for Breitbart, says, yes, you read that correctly.
And you want to know what they're going to say to this, Kurt? You want me just to play the liberal whacked outside?
I think they're just not going to even talk about it.
No, they're not. Right? But if they're forced to, if you and I talk about it enough to where it becomes the narrative and they're forced to shut it down, they'll ignore it if they can and pretend that it doesn't exist. But if they can't ignore it, then the next thing they'll do is they'll say this. Nolte.
Yeah.
Denier. Put him in jail. Kurt?
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want the facts, like our buddy Larry Pratt pointed out last hour. You wouldn't want the facts, messing up the whole.
But isn't that what they'll do? They'll just say denier. Jail for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you can't run around and peddle that fake
news. That's how choice works and, you know, freedom works for those guys. And this guy, he goes on, he says, yes, you read that correctly. 3 million years ago, CO2 levels on Earth were the same as they are today. But there's one major difference between 3 million years ago and today. Yep, says we humans were not driving cars or eating the meat that requires cows. We weren't barbecuing or refusing to recycle or building factories. There was no industrial age, no plastic, no air conditioning, no electricity, no lumber mills, no consumerism, no aerosols. In fact, 3 million years ago, there were probably, he says, no human beings on Earth.
I figured it out finally, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So Nolte needs to be in jail for being a denier.
Yeah, exactly what he says.
Now, I'm just telling you, that's how these whack outs go. We're not going to have an appropriate discussion about this. By the way, Nolte is absolutely spot on. Scientists prove man-made global warming is a flat-out hoax. That's true. But listen, I used to think, well, man, they're saying we're peddling fake news, Kurt, and they don't want that, right?
Yeah.
But you know what I've just discovered?
What's that?
They don't want the real news to compete with the fake news, is what the real issue is. They want to be the only purveyors of fake news.
Good
so
point.
The Boston Herald, Kurt, is in trouble.
That's exactly right. The Boston Herald's kind of like, you know, one of the only guys out there saying this stuff, and at least the WorldNet Daily guys, Joe Kovacs, picked up this piece and says, here's his headline, Boston Herald erupts on toxic media, Democrats, subheadline, willfully reporting false news to the American people. And so the editorial
board...
So wait
a minute, think about that whole discussion and narrative for a minute, Kurt. Break that down a little bit.
Well, that's what you've got here. The editorial board of the Boston Herald published this piece titled Democrats and Toxic Media at Their Worst. That's, you know, that's a major paper.
So you
got to
commend
the
Boston Herald, Kurt.
I know. That's the key.
And you
got to
commend Joe Kovacs, good friend of ours, and WND.com as well.
Exactly. Now, I mean, do you think this story's going to get picked up and put in every place all those guys are pumping out that measles story? No, I'll tell you, Sam, I mean...
But people are picking sides as people discover the fake news and the dishonesty. Even the Boston Herald erupts on toxic media, literally agreeing with Donald Trump in that sense, right, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right. The Herald says the president's words were clearly, you know, when they're talking about some of these different things, you know, they were talking about the MS-13 deal and different things where they quote president saying, we have people coming into the country or trying to come in, Trump said, of the murderous gang in response, and we're stopping a lot of them, but we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people, these are animals, and we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast, we get them, we release them, we get them again, we bring them out. It's crazy. The Herald says the president's words were clearly relating to the murderous gang MS-13 and not innocent migrants. You know, in other words, they're sticking up for him against people like the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Associated Press. So I predict they'll take the Boston Herald out.
Yeah, it won't be one of the favorite newspapers anymore there now, will it, ladies and gentlemen?
It'll be one of
the
crazies.
But I submit to you, the Boston Herald's spot on.
Yes,
so is
sir.
Nolte on the global warming false reporting. But the BBC got in trouble. Nolte will tell you about it. Kurt's got the details right after the pause, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, there's a change. There's a sea change in the media wars. Who's who and who's on which side who? Well, I'm on the Lord's side, ladies and gentlemen. How about you?
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, there's so much news to talk about. Nolte says the BBC got in trouble, too, for fake news, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And apparently, you know, there is some collusion. It's just not the collusion we've been told about forever. But the headline from Breitbart, BBC ordered to pay damages for fake news about Trump and Ukraine president. Now, I guess apparently they claimed that the Ukraine president Petro Poroshenko authorized an illegal payment of $400,000 to Michael Cohen for additional FaceTime during a June 2017 meeting with the president. This is what they wrote in a written apology published this last, just recently. It says, "We apologize to Mr. Poroshenko for any distress caused and have agreed to pay him damages, legal costs, and have participated in a joint statement in open court." I guess in a May 2018 piece, the disgraced BBC made the absurd claim that Poroshenko, who already had a meeting set up with Trump, paid this $400,000 to extend the meeting. And then the Breitbart piece says, "Think about how well this utterly deranged piece of fake news fits into the overall media's Russia collusion hoax." You know, and so then they go into more detail there, but you can kind of fill in the blanks there, right, Sam?
Amen. But when you get Nolte reporting, when you get us reporting, when you get the Boston Globe reporting, you know, you got an epic battle on your hands, ladies and gentlemen, over the news. And who's telling the truth and who's telling lies, y'all can figure it out. I'll tell you that right now. But I'll give you a couple of other quick examples. The battle over the media and over what's really happening and over people's views is being highlighted everywhere. I'm going to go to two sports figures to make the point. Virginia coach Tony Bennett. First words, Kurt, after the win.
Well, yeah, Sam, wouldn't it be cool if everybody heard about this? But, you know, I think everybody knows about the measles outbreak, but, you know, hardly anybody's going to learn about this story. But Virginia,
hey, what
if
you
didn't
prayed
know
hard,
about
people
it.
Could weather through the measles and get God-given immunity there, Kurt, rather than man-made vaccination jabs.
Good point. But the headline from Breitbart, Virginia coach Tony Bennett's first words after winning championship, quote, "I'm humbled, Lord," end quote. Yep. And the Virginia Cavaliers, by the way, it's the first time they won the national championship in basketball. The guys at Fox apparently covered it, which, you know, got to put the hats off for them. But he says, "I think there was a bigger plan." Fox News.
Wow, good for them.
So that's good.
Rare,
and
but good.
Breitbart's bringing the piece to us. Says, "I think there was a bigger plan going on here," Bennett added after the game. "I wasn't needed, but I was used in it. And I hope that it's a message for some people that there can be hope and joy in resiliency. And I'm thankful for what happened." Coach Bennett also had a warning for his players. Quote, "Promise me you'll remain humble. Don't let this change you," end quote. I guess he told CBS that he keeps a poster of film hero Rocky on his wall because it reminded him how much he wanted a chance at the title. Bennett says that religion is an important part of his life, that he prays individually for each player. He also runs his basketball program on the five pillars that we mentioned before, but it's worth mentioning again. He says something he picked up from his father. Ooh. The program is based on principles of humility, passion, unity, servanthood, and thankfulness. He said, "It's my hope they'll be able to find the truth in their lives that has really transformed my life. But I realize they're all on a journey, and I certainly try to be respectful of that." Anyway, that's pretty good stuff, Sam.
Amen, it is. And you rightly point out that he points to his father, and he's following in his father's footsteps. And I think a lot of us need to follow in our Father in Heaven's footsteps, and et cetera, et cetera. But Virginia coach Tony Bennett doing a great job speaking out for Christian values, and I commend him for doing so. We need more leaders like that. I'll tell you that right now. But Reggie Bush. Now, we switched from what, basketball to football now, Kurt?
Yeah, but we're talking about fathers again.
But the theme stays the same about fathers again. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kurt. Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right. Reggie Bush, if you don't know who he is, he's a black man, but he's a former NFL running back. And I guess, Sam, here's the headline from Breitbart, so we don't mess that up. But it says, "Absentee fathers leads to violence in black communities." And I guess he was there at some There was a funeral, basically a murder of a rapper named Nipsey Hussle. And I mean, I don't know who Nipsey Hussle is or was, but he was in this panel discussion on this thing. It had, it consisted of Bush, former NFL receiver Greg Jennings, ex-NBA star Steven Jackson, and host Jason Whitlock, and they say in the Breitbart piece, all African-American. Basically, Bush said, so to me, we've got to get back to the foundation at home with the parenting. A lot of boys who
now, by the way, our buddy Sean Bergen, well-known New York reporter, got fired for saying we need fathers in homes. But he agrees.
Well, yeah, but he's a white guy, though.
Yeah, right? Sadly, you're right.
And so,
but he agrees with Reggie Bush, Kurt, and he agrees with the panel.
Well, I know he's right on target. He's and Reggie Bush says a lot of boys who I grew up with didn't have their dads. A lot of guys I knew in the NFL didn't have their dads growing up. So for me, I learned from a lot of the men through football. Football became that father for me because that's where other men that. Were the issue with that is I'm learning from other men who are just as broken as me. Whitlock agreed with Bush. He said, if you don't restore the family, it's hard to correct anything. It's hard to produce anything positive. I mean, imagine that, Sam.
What are they going to call him, a black supremacist, or what are they going to say to all Reggie?
I think they mostly, you know, I mean, ignore bottom it. Line is, where else are you going to hear this? You're going to hear it like that measles story everybody's uh-huh. getting? No, but you're not going to get this guy.
Well, here's my response. I don't even like the term African-American because it suggests that we have a divide factor. I don't like to hear it necessarily point. That Reggie's a black guy. Not that I have any problem with his black heritage or anything like that. What I want to focus on is we're Americans. And we agree on these principles. Okay, I don't know Reggie personally from Adam, right? But I know this, Reggie's right. I know this, I double down in complete support of the points being made. And black and white has nothing to do with it. What has everything to do with it is both Reggie and I want solutions. And you know what? Absentee fathers leads to violence, not only in black community, but every community, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, the reason you've got this is that, you know, God put man and woman together, and that's the way he wanted it. The adversary, Satan, wants to fight against that. By the way, according to the Institute for Family Studies, they say about 70% of black children were born out of wedlock in 2018. So, you know, you've got a big problem there. And Reggie Bush, a former NFL great, is saying, he says, my real dad was not in my life growing up. The foundation of why I wanted to be so great on the football field was I wanted to make my dad jealous. That's what led to this was resentment and aggression that I grew up with towards my real dad. And as I got older, I realized my dad never had his dad in his life. My dad met his dad for the first time 5 years ago. My dad's 53 years old. My biological grandfather, who I still haven't met to this day, lived in L.A. this whole time. You know, but the bottom line is you got broken families, and that's the big root of a lot of the problems we face, right, Sam?
Yes, you're spot on that. And all I'm telling you is I commend Reggie. I commend those who are standing for that. Now, while they're begging for the Donald tax returns, and they're not going to get them, while Donald should be pushing to shut down the IRS, don't worry, Bernie, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders, Kurt, is setting the standard that all Americans ought to aspire to, huh, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, Brother Bernie at the top of the list. He's hoping somebody will talk about him, and we're doing it, but we're doing it to point out the fact that it's just another one of those crazy things of socialism and stuff like that. But he admits he's a millionaire, so it's sort of like he is admitting his white privilege, Sam. And he's going to release his tax returns this week coming up. He's going to release 10 years of tax returns. Do you think they're going to go over those suckers real good and they'll, you know, really
you know, my
dig into
is,
them and beat them
I think
up?
He needs to release 20 years, Kurt. I mean, come on.
I mean, what about 100 years?
Good point, yeah. You know? Dig it. Nothing like releasing a century of tax returns?
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading to Texas today to promote American energy. And during a stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. The White House says the actions will cut red tape and streamline approving permits for pipelines. Attorney General William Barr back on Capitol Hill for another budget hearing today, but likely he'll be spending most of his time again taking questions about the Mueller-Russia report. In a House hearing yesterday, Democrats demanded that he release the unredacted version of that report. He says he can't do that, but
we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
And Barr told lawmakers he expects to release that redacted version of the report within a week. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The vote count still close, but Israeli media is reporting that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has won a record fifth term as Prime Minister. Heavy snow and drenching rain and flooding to impact millions of Americans in the central and eastern U.S. A slow-moving storm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and the upper Midwest today and tomorrow. EU leaders are expected to get back to the UK today about granting an extension to the Brexit date. British Prime Minister Theresa May telling the Parliament that she will honour the 2016 referendum in which voters narrowly approved leaving the trading bloc.
The best Brexit for the UK is to be able to leave in an orderly way, to be able to leave with a deal. And I do want to ensure that that Brexit does indeed honour the result of the referendum. There are members of this House who don't want to honour the result of the referendum. I do.
The UK was set to leave the EU this Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, broadcasting live and digging every minute of it, telling the tale of liberty, promoting God, family, and country, standing with all Americans that want the truth, those who want to stand for God, family, and country. Bernie Sanders admits he's a millionaire. He'll release the tax returns next week, and we're thinking he's going to release 10 years. I don't know why he just settles for a decade. What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah, that's
what does
right,
he have to
Sam,
hide?
And by the way, they say the Vermont lawmaker owns three houses, one of which he purchased in 2016 for $575K. The four-bedroom lakefront property in North Hero, Vermont, boasts 500 feet of Lake Champlain beachfront. That's according to newspaper 7 Days. Sanders also owns homes in Burlington, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. And he said he made a lot of money, writing a best-selling book. Why do you think his book sold so much, Sam?
Say again?
Why do you think he got so much money for selling a book?
Well, whenever you're a politician, Kurt, you start and it's a rag-to-riches scenario. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, this guy really could open up a can of worms with the whole Hillary thing and basically say, look, these guys, they stacked the deck against me. It wasn't a fair election. But, he agreed to basically be a good team player. Sam, and not bring that point out. You hardly ever, I've never even heard him say it, and yet the insiders like the Seth Rich and the, what was the lady in there? Anyway, the insider, you know, leader of the Democrat thing said, hey, man, this whole deal was a set game before anybody even voted for Hillary. And so I think that was part of his payoff, if you ask me, you know, get the big money for writing a book. I'm glad I didn't have to read it.
But that's, you know, par for the course, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, he's an insider playing the game, you know, part of the Kingmen.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt wants to hang out with the Kardashians now, man.
Well, it was kind of a cool story. The Kardashians actually thanked the ICE agents, Sam. And it wasn't ICE agents that were bringing them ice for their party or anything.
How do you know?
Well,
they probably were.
But rich, in this Kurt, case, ICE was talking about the immigration, customs, and enforcement guys. The Kardashian-Jenner family actually thanked them for arresting an illegal immigrant who twice broke into their home. I mean, these guys are not really fitting the, what would you say, you know, the real Hollywood types, because what they're supposed to do, if they were real Hollywood types, they wouldn't even have doors on their homes or walls around their place. But they've got some sense there. I mean, they even hang out with Kanye West, who wears a Make America Great Again cap, you know. I mean, it's trouble, huh, Sam?
Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what? I agree with the Kardashians, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, right? So if somebody breaks into somebody's home, they shouldn't just be, like, rewarded?
Are you kidding me? Held accountable? I agree
yeah,
with the Kardashians.
I mean,
these people
that.
Have to be stopped. And I'm thanking those legitimate government officials that are doing the job that needs to be done.
Wow.
Right? The purpose is to protect life, liberty, and property, and, you know, to protect people. And, you know, all I'm telling you is at least that's happening. At least something's going right.
Yeah. I liked it.
All right. Anyway, good. I guess it's the Kardashian-Jenner family, though, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, you know, they're kind of connected.
You got all whacked out Bruce involved, but that's another topic. We'll leave alone for right now.
Right.
I'm just telling you, they're right on this one.
Yeah.
See, and that, where's the mainstream press admitting on both sides of the, you know, not picking sides, just admitting that it's right, that it's good?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right. Hey, man, we're going to Texas, ladies and gentlemen. And you got the Attorney General down there doing a good job, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, and you find a lot of good there, but the Texas Attorney General. A headline from Breitbart: to investigate San Antonio ban on Chick-fil-A for Christian values. Sam, I mean, these guys, I mean,
so you got
Chick-fil-A,
a bunch of whacked out folks banning Chick-fil-A because of their Christian values. And now the attorney general down there in Texas is going, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
Yeah,
this is
right.
What, religious persecution going on, Kurt? And they're going to investigate?
Well,
see, that's
like
why
it.
I say good job, too.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is, if you want to see a very well-run operation and you haven't been to Chick-fil-A, man, you ought to go there. And you see, I mean, we've got one close to us in a little place called American Fork, and it's surrounded by other fast food and other, you know, places like that. And yet, you know, when it's time, busy time, those people will be having 20, 30 cars in their drive up, and they'll be dealing with them. They'll be out there standing there with their, my wife brought me Chick-fil-A, by the way, a couple of days ago. She was coming back, and, you know, she says, hey, man, the guy's out there with this little headset, and he's charging your car way out there taking your pay. And then when you get up there, they just hand it to you, and you're off. I mean, they know what to do, but, boy, I don't know if they can deal with all these anti-Christians, I guess you could say, huh, Sam? There's a lot of those out there, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The Texas Attorney General,
Ken
Paxton.
And I think a lot of times this never gets highlighted, Kurt, is the reason we're spending time on it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, your standard media, even your Sean Hannity's and stuff, they're not going to hit this kind of story just because, hey, it didn't get much hit from anywhere else. And it's kind of politically, you know, dangerous. But the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, said he plans to investigate whether the San Antonio City Council violated the First Amendment when they banned Chick-fil-A from participating as a vendor at the city's airport because of the restaurant's support for Christian values. I mean,
I'm just telling you right now, discrimination highlighted.
Yeah,
Attorney General down there in Texas doing a great job pointing it out and doing something about it to stop that persecution of Christians. And I think that's vital to point out in our sacred cause to which we the Christians, are engaged.
Good
and I don't even know if the Attorney General down there is black or white, Kurt. Don't care.
Yeah, I think he's a white guy, so they're not going to cover him. But Governor Greg Abbott also tweeted, the Chick-fil-A ban has the stench of religious discrimination.
I agree with that. Big time. Hey, Kurt, there's a guy.
Well, by the way, Ted Cruz jumped in on it, too.
Oh, no.
He tweeted about the ban, and his Texas Attorney General says it's discriminatory. So
Amen.
Good job on Ted Cruz there.
Ted's right for a change.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah, Ted's right. Good for him.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a guy by the name of Andrew Keschner writing an article in the news you got to know about, ladies and gentlemen.
Andrew Keschner. Let's see if
you don't know who Andrew Keschner is, Kurt. Headline says, getting rid of debt.
I thought this was kind of cool.
Do you want me to tell them the headline really quick?
Yeah, getting rid of debt may make your, what was it, your life better?
Yeah, hold on, I'll give you the headline and then you can respond. How's that?
Sure, thanks.
Getting rid of debt may actually make your brain work better, writes Andrew Keschner.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and wouldn't you think if they really wanted to promote something good in America, the guys that are pumping that measles story to everywhere, they could pump this story out, right, Sam?
Are you kidding me? Then people might question the national debt, sir.
Yeah, good point. And they might not, you know, spend everything they got and more on.
You mean the getting and spending economy might shut down?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
The normal economy might replace it?
But that's
the
headline.
Common sense economics?
Getting rid of debt may actually make your brain work better. I mean, imagine that.
Amen. Spot on. Oh, true story.
Wow.
I believe it, Kurt, that it's true.
Yeah. Cool.
What do you think?
Highly recommend it. Well, it only makes sense. I think somewhere in Scripture it says the borrower is a slave to the lender. Doesn't it, Sam? Something like that.
All right. Now, I know we're supposed to hate blacks, Kurt, because we're white males and stuff like that, and we're elderly and everything. I get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got a black lady that I want to commend.
All right.
And I differ from Cornell University on this topic. Headline says Cornell University
disinvites.
Now, that's an interesting word, Kurt.
Because yeah,
they invited her before when they thought she'd promote their narrative, Kurt.
That's exactly right. And the headline from Steve Warren there says, disinvites black Christian pro-life speaker, and they should say woman, over her, well, it does say her, belief in biblical marriage, Sam. I mean,
Kurt,
she's a real troublemaker, huh?
Let me just tell you right now, this black pro-Christian female that believes in God-ordained traditional marriage is spot on, and I commend her.
And she's pro-life to boot.
And she's everything that I'm supposedly not and I'm supposedly against. How come we're on the same side of the coin, ladies and gentlemen?
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voting for it.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, there's so much news to talk about, but I'm telling you, this black lady at Cornell University, she was invited when they thought that that should promote their pro-death, anti-God, satanic agenda. But when they found out she was pro-life and that she believes in Christian values and that she believes in God-ordained traditional marriage between one man and one woman, they disinvited her. I commend her. And I want to know if they're disinvited her, Kurt, who's going to stand up against this discrimination, against this black lady?
Good point, Sam. And, you know, it's just, like you say, it's just one more case of these people that, hey, if they don't say the right things, you know, they're disinvited to the party.
But all I'm telling you is she's spot on. Doesn't matter that she's black. Doesn't matter that she's a woman. I think she's absolutely right for her belief in biblical marriage.
Yeah, and she's even pro-life to boot. I mean, you talk about all the sins in almost one jump, you know.
I just wish we could do something to help her, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. That's why all we're right. talking about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, did you mention this Baltimore mayor story already?
Well, Sam, we talked about Baltimore, or was it Boston Globe? Anyway,
this
Baltimore mayor has got a little problem, Sam, because she's got a $500,000 book deal, and they haven't been able to find her book. But she, of course, she didn't get like somebody just handed her cash for some other deal.
Now she's black, right, Kurt?
You know, I need to probably look up her color here, but I think the bottom line is it's more, I guess you could say, backroom deals in the political world. Which, man, that's really shocking.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Hardly ever see
but
that.
I'm just telling you right now, I'd rather highlight the Cornell University lady.
Yeah.
Other than the scandalous vaporware book deal, right, Kurt?
That's right.
You know, vapor books.
But at least this story got a little tiny bit of reporting, but nothing like just got hit all the time, like the collusion or whatever. You know, the Baltimore Sun reported that around a third of the board received a compensation, and this lady, she's the mayor, and she got $500,000 for some little book she supposedly wrote that they can't find.
Yeah, right? I hate that. Maybe she needs to rewrite the thing.
By the way, she is black, Sam. So.
I figure. Promoting the wrong black people, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, though. Kris Kobach wants to, how is this boost the economy, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Now, this guy, he's fighting to be what I'd call the most politically incorrect guy of all, but he's a Kansan, as far as I understand.
He can't top me, but he's trying hard, sir.
Yeah, he's working at it. Kris Kobach to Trump, end remittances to Mexico. Now, if you don't know what remittances to Mexico are, is where the illegal immigrants come and work and then send money back home. Anyway, he says, end remittances to Mexico to stop illegal immigration. And he says it'll boost the U.S. economy.
He's right, and he's spot on. And this is the example where I say, you know, a lot of the things that could be done, President Trump just isn't doing, Kurt. And this is why I wonder if his battle on the border is really, really genuine. Okay, so I agree that, you know what, how many Mexicans would come across the border if we got rid of the welfare system for illegals, number one, which I've talked about. No one else is speaking out about it. And Chris is speaking out about something no one's talking about. What if we not only, one, said you don't have a welfare system here anymore, and number two, you're not going to be able to send your money back to Mexico. You're not doing it. Just imagine what a difference that could make. Chris is right, Kurt.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, there's a whole lot of flexing that could be done to straighten out the whole border problem.
But that's only if you really want to solve it.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing I saw at least recently where the president was down on the border.
Yeah.
Talking about it. And it's not that big because most people didn't really cover it.
It's a big story, even though it's not being covered, though.
Well, yeah. He's basically saying, look, you know, if Mexico really is serious about it, stopping all these invaders to our country,
if Mexico's
and, you know,
serious?
Drugs and stuff. Yeah, he says if they're serious, then they could stop it. And they were making some changes because he threatened to basically put tariffs on their vehicles coming into America. And bottom line is, we know he could do more. But they could also do more to stop all that kind of stuff, too.
And so could Donald.
Yeah, that's what I said. He could do more. You know?
Now, there's a big border wall President Trump tours. It's that new 30-foot border wall thing. It's a big old long. How long is the thing you sent me on this thing, Kurt?
Oh, you mean the whole YouTube deal?
Oh, it's 13 minutes and 19 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but the bottom line is he's down there, you know, talking, and he's got all these ICE agents and other people working on the border, and they tell him that, guess what, President, after we put up this big 30-foot wall, we had a whole lot less people doing, kind of invading our country here.
And you know what I think?
I mean, duh.
He's right.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that.
Well, I mean, you know, you do things to deter. Now, do we need more of the wall? Yes. But he highlights that, and so do the agents that basically speak up on his behalf, too, Kurt.
That's right. Now, you've even got local sheriffs and different people like that saying, man, you know, this is so much better with this. And I guess they were in a place called Calexico. Sam, have you ever been to Calexico?
No.
Yeah, but, most people didn't really want to, like while he was there speaking right there, you know, the other, you know, your standard CNNs and stuff like that, man, they just didn't have time to cover it.
Here's my point why I say that there's not enough being done. I appreciate Donald highlighting it and doing something. He should have been down there with Stuart Rose to talk about the real solutions, but no. Nevertheless, DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, Kurt, releases 84,500 border crossers, illegal aliens in the United States in the last 2 months. Did you see that?
Well, you know, it's like the president said at that news deal. He said, hey, our deal's just jam-packed full. We just can't even take anymore, you know.
And then the mainstream press lies and says, look, drive around America, the too full stuff is a lie. Donald's not saying the country's too full of people. What he's saying is it's overwhelming our systems at the border. It's overwhelming our ability to create safety and security at the border. It's overwhelming our ability to process and to assimilate people. He's not saying the country's too full exactly. So they're manipulating, in my opinion, what the president's really even trying to articulate, Kurt.
Great point, Sam.
And so I submit that DHS might be on opposite ends. They're undermining President Trump. While President Trump says we're too full and you got to stop this stuff, Congress getting gear to stop it. I'll do all I can through executive order and through everything that I possibly can, declaring a national emergency, et cetera, et cetera. The DHS releases 84,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country in the last 2 months. You don't call that a crisis? Now, Trump did visit the new barrier on the border. touting success for his campaign process to build or campaign promise to build a big, beautiful wall. And I on one hand, I kind of commend Donald for at least working on his promise. But I hardly think when 85,000 people released into the United States illegally, Kurt, in the last 2 months alone by the Department of Homeland Security. Donald needs to crack down on those people internally. Look, if you go against the president to that degree, Kurt, at some point, is it treasonous? Is it even criminal? Is it just a ho-hum discussion? See, what's going on here, Kurt? Donald's being undermined at every turn. So my goal is not to attack President Trump. On one hand, I say he could do more. I think I'm right. On the other hand, though, look, everything that he's doing is being undermined. While he's at the border telling you we built more of the wall, they're shutting down building of the wall to the best of their ability. They're releasing 84,000 plus immigrants in the last 2 months illegally while he's trying to stop it. That's his own homeland security, Kurt.
Yeah, and he just got rid of the head lady there, Kirsten Nielsen. According to the Washington Examiner, was pushed to submit a resignation after a heated meeting about the border and immigration. But the bottom line is, you know, it's simple. And what the president said, look, while he was down there, hey, you know, if a judge tells you, you know, in California, objects to you not, you know, letting these illegals across. He says, to just say, sorry, judge, you can't do it. We don't have the room.
Well, and what he's talking about is we don't have the room in the detention centers or detainment centers. We don't have room in our processing lines. We don't have the room in our ability to create a stable, safe situation. That's what they're talking about. They're going, well, hey, man, drive from Montana to Texas, and you'll see that we do have room. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about our infrastructure, our funding, our ability to handle this and do so in a safe, secure, stable way. But he's being mocked at every turn.
It's a great point, Sam.
All right. Good work. Anyway, all right. Amid data of privacy concerns, Kurt's got a story about the AARP. Aren't you a member, Kurt, of those guys? You're pretty old, buddy.
Yeah, I am, and I've received a request to join up, but I've... what would you say? Been less than excited about
they even
it.
Started sending them to me, Kurt.
Yeah, it says, amid data privacy concerns from Breitbart, AARP sweetheart deals with federal government face renewed scrutiny. Excuse me. So what you've got so many times, Sam, we see it. We saw it with Planned Parenthood getting their $500 million a year or whatever it is. So many of these things, they get basically funded by our government because they, you know, get these sweetheart deals or these contracts, and AARP is another one of them.
Wow. What does that all mean, Kurt?
Well, it just means there's more cleaning up of the swamp to be done. And at least now the federal government is doing a little bit of scrutiny, looking over these deals on AARP. That's cool, if you ask me.
Well, I want to know why they're getting their sweetheart deal in the first place.
Well, or why they got their sweetheart deal long time ago. You know, that's part of the whole deal. You know, at least in my opinion, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and that's the way that thing works. The AARP will push the Democrats and the socialist ideas and stuff, but at the same time, then they'll get some sweetheart cash coming to them from the federal government. That's what this is all about.
There you have it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours of hard-hitting talk in the can. I've probably gone through a quarter of the stories Kurt sent me in the last 2 days. I don't know how to prioritize all these, man, but I'm doing my very best. The notes will be up online, though, so you can see the highlights and the headlines we talk about and more. Not to mention live and on-demand free talk radio at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you have the heart to help donate today, would you please? Our work, we believe, to be all about God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. And to us, we are anxiously engaged in what we consider the sacred cause of liberty. Help us today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God Save the Republic of the United States of America.